Welcome to your Utah. This is Taylor Powers here with Ethan Millard, bringing you all things on the Wasatch Front. I am very excited for this episode because it is quintessential summer. It means the summer has arrived.
Yep, that's absolutely right.
So we're going to be talking about a couple things. There's one, a festival, a weekly festival that is completely free out in the mountains. We're going to tell you all about it. But first, we are going to tell you about Olympic Day.
Yeah.
It's going to be out in Park City, June 25th.
Now, this has been going on, by the time you get up to Park City on the 25th, it will have already taken place over one weekend, which was last weekend. But a lot of great events for the weekend of the 25th. The Olympic Day is something that's held around the world where venue cities throw big celebrations, celebrating the spirit of the Olympics and the Paralympics and kind of remembering all the good times. You get to revisit the venues, spruce them up a little bit, and use them again.
Yeah, it's really cool. And I didn't live here when the Olympics were going on, so it might be a chance for me to go see it, or anyone else that, you know, wasn't here during the Olympics, to go kind of see the Olympic spirit that was.
Do you park across the street in the lot across the street?
I don't.
Did you know that that parking lot was the medals?
I did, yeah.
The medals arena ceremony.
Yeah, someone
thing.
Told me that.
Isn't that crazy?
That's really cool.
Our parking lot across the street from work is where they gave away all the medals.
Fancy that, a news station.
Yeah. Anyway, it's it worked out for us, obviously. Yeah. I wasn't working here at the time, but I mean, there was really no better scenario
exactly.
for that. So among the great activities, they're doing a freestyle event.
They are.
A competition.
A big all-star freestyle event. And it's going to be the first Flying Ace All-Star Freestyle show of the year. So it must be something that they do all summer long.
Yeah.
Tickets for adults are $12 and youth is $7.
And they do that on the big, the big long jumps up there at the Utah Olympic Park.
Yeah, yeah, I could imagine that.
I would expect that's where that is. Mm-hmm. So that's a great thing to do. There are a couple of places you can check that out online to get a full schedule of all the events. But if you just Google Olympic Day 2017, then you're going to be able to see that. Mm-hmm. But aside from the competition, they've got a lot of music, food, activities, bounce houses, face painting for the kids. The kids are going to absolutely love it.
Oh, yeah.
And then also they're going to have appearances by local Olympians.
Yeah, athletes are going to be there signing autographs.
Yeah, so if you've got a favorite athlete, they may be up there hanging out, signing autographs, get a photo with them. So it really is a very, very cool thing. They also got Olympic-themed crafts and adaptive sports demonstrations.
Oh, good.
Because so much of the Olympics is wrapped up also in the Paralympics, mm-hmm. which they have all this technology that they use to help these Paralympic athletes ski race, ski jump, these amazing things. And so they demonstrate how they use all that. It's very cool.
That would be really cool.
Yeah.
Wonder if it's going to be Wasatch Adaptive Sports up there.
Maybe. Probably. They're, I think, the largest organization that does that.
You know, I'm shocked that there isn't a national or like an overarching adaptive sports that's kind of, you know, every state has their own.
Yeah.
But there's not one that, you know, includes them all.
One national organization?
Yeah, I'm sure that it would get funded a lot better if it was national.
Yeah, you would think. You would think.
Another time.
Maybe that's something you could do.
Maybe.
Taylor, this is a great idea. Go do it.
Okay.
National Adaptive Sports Program.
Yes.
Go.
Soon. Coming soon.
Yes. All right. So get up there this weekend to Park City, to the Utah Olympic Park. Get in there. If you want to get tickets to the competition, you mm-hmm. certainly can. Otherwise, you can just enjoy everything else that's up there. See the Olympians, hang out. Your kids can get their face painted, try some snacks, enjoy some food, and just really hang out. All right, let's grab a quick break here. When we come back to your Utah, we're going to talk about, as Taylor said, a great weekly mountain festival. It's close and it's totally free. It's really awesome. We'll tell you about it. Something that maybe can help your summer really go well. We'll be right back. One thing I've noticed, Taylor, over the last decade or so, we've really focused on the ski resorts here along the Wasatch Front have really focused on getting people up during the summer. You know, and it's Park City's kind of always been able to do that because they're kind of a destination, and but even still, they do it better now than ever. Snowbird has gone huge.
Well, yeah, they all want to compete for having the year-round, you know, presence.
And a big factor in summertime resort mountain events now is blues, brews, and barbecue, which is up at Snow Basin.
Snow Basin.
Now, you're familiar with this, right?
Yes. I haven't actually been, but I have been aware of it since I moved here because things like this just, it pulls at my, it's perfectly my summer activity.
Well,
it's what I should be doing.
You ski Big Cottonwood Canyon. That's kind of your place. So it makes sense that you'd be finding out about all these places.
Yeah. Well, Snow Basin is up east of Ogden.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
And I'm so excited because I am going to it this weekend, finally.
Yeah, so what's it all about?
Okay, so the name Blues, Brews, and Barbecues, or Barbecue, sorry.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to have live, it's a concert series. So every Sunday, they're going to have Saturday and Sunday. Or is it? No, sorry. Every Sunday, they're going to have a series of musicians, bands playing a show from like pretty much the entire day out there.
Yeah, it starts at noon.
Noon and then goes to 5:30. And so you're going to see about three, sometimes four, sometimes even five different bands playing up at the stage. And in addition, they're going to have a ton of breweries, a lot of and what they describe as incredible barbecue food.
Yeah, and they describe some of it here on the Snow Basin website, snowbasin.com. They'll have award-winning barbecue offerings like the Blues and Brews Burger, the house-smoked beef brisket and loaded fries, which, by the way, I can always go for some loaded fries, right?
Oh, of course.
Now, you pay for the food and drinks.
Yeah, but the music is totally free.
You just go up there and enjoy it.
Yeah.
And hang out. And then if you want to buy some food, you can buy some food. But otherwise, you can hang out there in the sun, sit in the grass, enjoy the beautiful mountain.
Oh, yeah. And they've got tons of activities there for kids, too. They're going to have climbing wall, playground, the spider jump. But what I am looking forward to doing when I'm there is maybe taking a break from the music, maybe, I don't know, somewhere in the 3-4 range, we're going to go play their disc golf course.
Oh, I didn't know they had a disc golf course.
And it's a very basic course. It's right at the base of the mountain.
Right.
So you're not going to be on any steep terrain.
Okay.
It's just like an average fun course. So
that's awesome.
Yeah, we got some friends in town, so we're going to have a group out there. Blues, brews, barbecues, disc golf.
And this is every weekend.
Every weekend.
They've got it fully booked. Through September 24th.
Yeah.
They've got their list of bands all the way through there. So every weekend through September 24th, all of it's listed on the snowbasin.com website.
Yeah, they have every band playing every weekend, and they have some people that I recognize.
Yeah, I recognize one, the Johnny Utahs.
The Johnny Utahs.
Because they've played here in Salt Lake, and their name always sticks out to me because of Point Break.
Yeah.
I always thought that was amazing that the Keanu Reeves character's name was Johnny Utah.
Johnny Utah.
Because, you know, I was a kid when that show came out, when that movie first dropped, and so.
Well, if you go to any other kind of events around Utah where there's live local music, you'll definitely recognize some of these names.
Yeah. All right. So Blues, Brews, and Barbecue every weekend.
Every weekend.
At Snow Basin. Not Big Cottonwood Canyon.
Nope.
This is up above Ogden. Google map it if you need to, which apparently I need to. And then you can check it all out.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's what we have for you today. We hope you enjoyed this episode. Thank you for listening, and get out there and enjoy your Utah.